Today's daf is Bukharos daf Nun Zayin. We are holding on daf Nun Vav Amid Beis. We had a Mishnah Nun Vav Amid Beis that discussed the inverse relationship between kelbon and meiser behema. That depending on whether the joint holding of property has a din of shutfus or whether it doesn't have a din of shutfus, will determine whether you chayiv in kelbon, whether you chayiv in meiser behema. But they have an inverse relationship. When you chayiv in kelbon, you put from meiser behema, and vice versa. Because as we said, the rule is that when you pay kelbon for yourself, then when you pay the machs hashekel for yourself, then you always pay a kelbon. But if you're paying on behalf of somebody else, so then you're going to not pay a separate kelbon for that other person. So says the Gemara, Amra Vanan, Lo Shanu, we only say that that it's considered a shutfus in the sense that you're going to be potter from Maisa Behema if brothers split an estate and then rejoin together to bring the to bring themselves back into a shutfus. We only say that that's considered a shutfus if Ela Shechalku Gedim Keneged Tiyashim, Utiyashim Keneged Gedim. Meaning we don't view it as a joint estate when they rejoin each other, rather we view it as a newly formed partnership. When they initially divided, they divided by each person taking separate items in the division. One brother took the gedim, the other one took the tiyashim. Avul chalku gedim keneged gedim, tiyashim keneged tiyashim. But if they divided in such a way where each of them took the same things, they had, let's say, 10 gedim, 10 tiyashim, so each one took a certain number of gedim, a certain number of tiyashim, so and then they rejoined each other, then they rejoined b'shotfus. So Omer zeh chalku migiyom mishar rishon lekach. No, so we assume when they divide it, we assume that when each person takes what they're taking, it's not that they're pulling apart the estate, that they're each going their own way and they're buying each other out of each other's portions in the estate. We assume that everyone's getting the chelek that they were supposed to get, that they were destined to get originally. And therefore, when they rejoin together, it's still one estate. So that's the assumption. Now, the Rashi points out what the Gemara is not saying, but the Gemara clearly means is that Amrinan Breira is that we assume the concept of Breira, that if each brother gets a certain amount of each type of animals, so we say Zechalka Migir Rishon Lekach, that it's Huvra Davul Mafreya, that was their Yerusha, that was the Yerusha that they were supposed to receive. If you look at Rashi, Avachalka Gedim Kenegedim Utiyashim Kenegat Yashim Amrinan Breira Zechalka Migir Lekalechad Mimis. It's still considered a Yerusha. V'shem Yerusha Aleihen. And when each one gets their portion, it's called a Yerusha. It's not Lekucha. It's not that each one is buying the other one out. They're getting their rightful Yerusha. V'chichazu v'nishtatfu. And then when they go back and they become Shutfin again, Hadvilat Fisas Abayis Kimiresha. So it goes back to being the estate. It doesn't, it's not that a new partnership was formed. It goes back to being the estate. V'lo Shutfusu. Hilkach vlado sheyasham b'shas chaluka einu p'tur mishum lakuach v'lasidun lavo p'tur mishum shutvus. So the vlados that were born into the estate at the time that they were split is not p'tur mishum lakuach, even though the halacha is that lakuach is p'tur from ma'aser behema. They would not be p'tur mishum lakuach, and that which will be born in the future is not p'tur mishum shutvus. Behema shel shutvus is p'tur from ma'aser behema, but it's not considered a shutvus. It's considered to be back b'tfisas habayis, that it's considered to be back in the original state. That is the shita of Rav Anan. Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman says no. Afilu chalku gedim keneged gedim, utiyashim keneged tiyashim, ein omer zeh chalku megiyom mishar rishon lekach. He says we don't say breira. We assume that when no matter how you divide the estate, as long as it's divided, it's considered lukuchos. Each one is buying the other one out of their portion of the estate, and mele when they rejoin, it now has a din, and now is a din again of shutfin. So very clearly, Rav Nachman holds ein breira. Now the reason that that's interesting is that. Aside from being inherently interesting, is that the Gemara Maseches Beitza, Daf Lamed Tes Beis, in the major Breira Sugya, there are a few few places in Shas. We have major Breira Sugyas, Beit Sadaf Lamites. The Gemara asks that we find that Rav Nachman holds Yesh Breira. So the Rav Nachman who says over here, Ein Breira, whose whole Shita relies on Ein Breira, asks that we do find elsewhere that Rav Nachman holds Yesh Breira, because the Rav Nachman holds that if you have a bor of Oli Regalim, a bor that's shared by the various people that are going to be Oli Regal, if one of them fills up water from the bor for a friend, the tchum of the water that's filled up is nikva based on the person that it was filled up for. And the reason is that this bor is a din of a bor shel shutfin. So when a shutaf is fills up the water and he takes his chelek, we say yesh breira. That huvar adavar, that was his chelek hamigil o mishar rishon lekach. That was his chelek that he was always supposed to get in the first place. So you see that that relies on breira to assume the tchum shabbos for that person. Yamshul Shlom raises the kasha. Why do we have to say that Rav Nachman is all because of Ein Breira over here? The Ramban and Masechet Nedarim holds that Shutfim are not included in the Din Breira. When we say Lashon of Breira by Shutfus, says the Yamshul Shlomo, it's really a borrowed expression. And it's not really about Breira. Breira is that when you do something initially Altsad HaSafek, and then later on it has to be clarified La'achazman, what exactly it was, like a get that's written l'shem the first woman that comes out of that house, or l'shem whichever one I decide later to divorce. But right now it's outside of Suffolk. Right now I haven't decided to divorce any one of them. So at the time of the ksiva, we have no idea who's going to come out of the house first, who he's going to want to divorce later on. Or shnei lugin shani asada hafrishiyu truma, the two lugin of wine that I'm going to separate from the rest will be truma. At the time that I say that, it wasn't barer at all what I'm going to be mafrish. It's only going to be mevurachar afterwards. So, but a shutfus is made initially in such a way, what's the point of a shutfus? Is that each person should be able to use it when they need it. It's as if And when I do need it, so that which I use, the item that we are shutfim in, it's completely mine for those moments. So what's the Gemara's kasha of the bar shel oli regalim? L'choladeos, you could say breir over there, because over there it's not really subject to the same machlokas of the breir, because each person takes his portion of the shutfus as if he's taking the chelek hamagia lo mishar rishonu l'kach. That's the Yamshel Shlomo Sa'ara, that when it comes to shutfus, breir is not as far-fetched or as difficult to say as it is in all other areas of halacha. Shutfa seems to be different. Okay. According to Rav Nachman, by Yerushas Achim, or Shutfim, that divide an estate, you don't require Maisa Behema, even though they're Mechalik Tiyashim Keneged Tiyashim Gedim Keneged Gedim, because Ein Breira. So it turns out that what you're getting might not be the Chelek HaMegiel O Mishar Rishon Lekach, rather it's considered to be something that you purchased from your other brothers, and therefore it's Pater Midin Lakuach, right? That's Rav Nachman Shita. So the Marsha Maseches Beitza asks that in the Gemara in Beitza, it's Mavur, that even if Ein Breira, we still say that B'makom Chumra were Machmir for Breira. I mean, that's the seems to be the conclusion of the Gemara. So over here also, shouldn't we say that we should be Machmir to be Mechayev for Meiser Behema Misafek L'Chumra? And even if Nachman wants to hold that Ikra Din Ein Breira, but the Gemara in Beitza sounds like we should say that when there's room to be machmir, we should be machmir for breira. At least be machmir that there's breira. So the Marsha answers that no, over here it's a chum dasi l'dekula, because if you're going to be mechayiv and meiser behema, it's going to turn out that you're going to pater him from the kelbon. Because remember, the whole discussion over here is the reverse relationship between meiser behema and kelbon. So if you're going to say breira, it would turn out that when they go back and they're mishtatev again, the tfis habayis comes back, and then they're going to be pater from kelbon if the tfis habayis comes back, because then it's all one estate, and when it's one person that's paying all the naksa shekels, it's considered to be pater from Kelbon. So your chumra is a chumra maybe the day kula. So then we would not say that we're machmir for breira. Typically speaking, we paskin that we're machmir for breira on da'araisas, but we're mekel on dinim drabana. That whenever it comes to a din da'araisa, we're machmir for breira. When it comes to dinim drabana, we're mekel. I was just looking into the sugi of tefilas kelim for a different reason, but the there's a discussion in some of the Achronim when you let's say you want to make shalach manos and you buy a whole bunch of kelim that you're going to fill up with candy or food or whatever and give them as shalach manos. So are you allowed to do the tefillas kelim? For you, it's not klei seuda. So how can you do a tefillas kelim on it if you do a tefillas kelim when you're not the owner of the kli, when you're not the one who uses it as klei seuda, then it's worthless. So they say, no, you're doing it as a shliach, zachal adam shlo b'fanav, for the person who you're giving it to. Okay, that's wonderful, but that assumes you know who you're giving what to. What if you don't know who you're giving what to? You just have 100 of them, and you're giving them out to whoever comes to your house. So perhaps we could rely on Breira, that it's Huvar Adav L'Mafreya, that's whose shliach I was when I was being told of the kelim. So I saw one of the poskim wanted to suggest, that's okay if it's a glass kli, but if it's a metal kli, it's no good, because glass is only chayiv in tevilim midrabanan, and for drabanan you could rely on Breira. Metal is not chayiv in tevilas kelim midrabanan, so metal is chayiv midaraisa, so for that you cannot rely on Breira. Okay, says the Gemara Vayitiv, Rav Lozer Amar, lo shanu al shecholku tes keneged yud v'yud keneged tes. Avul cholku tes keneged tes, v'yud keneged yud, omer zeh cholku amigir mishar rishon alakach. Rav Lozer says that if they divided it unevenly, that's when we say that it's no longer Yerusha, it's as if you're purchasing from the other brothers. But if they divide everything exactly evenly, then we assume that that was the chelik of his Yerusha the entire time. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu chalku tes keneged tes, v'asar keneged asara, ein omer zeh chalko megir mishar rishon l'kach. No, even if it's an equitable distribution of the estate, everyone gets the same amount, everyone gets the same number, still we don't say that that's the chelik that was magia lo the whole time, that this is just the Yerusha. We still consider it to be like it's l'kuchos. So va'azda Rabbi Yochanan l'taymei, and this is Rabbi Yochanan who holds ein breira, Rabbi Yochanan l'shitaso. Dam Rabasi Yam Rabbi Yochanan, Ha'achin Shechalkuv, brothers divided in estate, L'kuchol Sein! We don't say that everyone's getting their Chelek HaMegia Mishar Rishon L'kach, and it's really still a Yerusha. No, they're L'kuchos, they're considered to be buying it from each other. U'magzirun Zelizah B'Yovel, and therefore they need to return it back to each other at Yovel. It goes back to the Tfusas Abayis at Yovel, they go back and they have to return all their, whatever they got in the estate at Yovel, because it's not considered an estate, it's considered that they bought it from each other. So says the Gemara Tzrichu, why do I need to be told this machlokas both in regards to Meister Behema as well as in regards to Yovel? So I need both. Diashmin Hacha, had we only been told in regards to Meister Behema, Balkam Rabbi Yochanan, that's where I would say Rabbi Yochanan would say Ein Breira, because Dumya de Bincha. Because by Meister Behema, the halacha is that it has to be similar to Bincha. Ma Bincha Bibarulach, just like Bincha is only a din when it's Barulach, meaning Bincha is someone who's clear to you too that he is your son. So Avshar Chavetzoncha Bibarulach. So too, when it comes to Shorcha V'Tzoncha, it's also got to be Barulach that he was that they were no lad in your Rishus. But by field, maybe I would say no. Maybe I would say, look, a sale goes back at Yovel. Yerusha and Matana don't go back at Yovel, and this is Yerusha. So that's why I need to be told that Rabbi Yochanan would still hold Ein Breira, even when it comes to Yerusha, and he would say that it does go back at Yovel. V'yashmin and Sada L'chumra. But if it only would have told me the machlokas in regards to the case of a field going back at Yovel, I would say, yeah, L'chumra over there, we're going to say that it's got to go back. Inami L'chadchila, or over here the word L'chadchila doesn't mean what it normally means, but rather it means that by Yovel, what's happening by Yovel is that all the karka goes back to the way it used to be. L'chadchila over here means L'tchilasa. So, B'tchila, this karka was all together. So that's why I would say the karka has to go back. But by Meister Behema, I would think that there's no reason to assume that they're anything but lekuchos. So tricha, therefore, it's that they are lekuchos at all. So tricha, therefore, we need to be told the machlokas in both cases. Meisve v'chena shutvin shechalku echa natal asara v'echa natal tisha v'kelev. Let's say you have shutvin that divide up whatever their shutfus. One of them takes 10 animals, the other one takes 9 sheep and 1 dog. So one of them took 10 sheep, there are 19 sheep, so how are you going to divide that? So one of them takes 10 sheep, the other takes 9 sheep and a dog. So there is a halacha that a mechir kelev is not allowed to be used as a korban. Anything that was exchanged for a dog, that was bought for a dog, is not allowed to be used for a korban. So one of them took 10 sheep, the other one took 9 sheep and a dog. So the 10 sheep are they all considered to be exchanged for a dog, that they were sold for a dog? So sheknegad hakelev asurin, all the 10 sheep that are kneged the kelev, that are on the other side of the division than the dog is, they're all going to be asur, they're all going to be considered mechir kelev. Sheim hakelev mutarim, those that are with the dog are all going to be mutar. V'yamrit yesh breira, but if you say yesh breira, so why don't we do the following? Livrochad minayil bahadi kelev v'lishkol hanach v'lishteru. Why don't we just say take one of the ones that are with the dog, that are opposite the dog, say that one was exchanged for the dog, and then the rest of them are all mutter. You say that it's huvra adavra, this is the sheep that was exchanged for the dog, that, and the rest of them are all going to be mutter. Sam Ravashi idishavukula dadi achinami. If they were all worth the same amount, then yeah, we would be able to do that. We'd be able to say this sheep was exchanged for the dog, but that's not the case. Over here we're talking about a case where the dog is worth a little more than every single one of those sheep, and therefore so even if you want to take out one sheep and say okay, this one sheep is connected to that dog, it doesn't cover it, there's still a little more value to the dog, so that extra value we assume is divided amongst all of the sheep, and that's why all of the various sheep are going to be Aser. Tosos in Maseches Tmura says what you see from our Gemara is that if you have an Iser that's mixed in with Heter, you could take from that mixture that which is Aser and be Matir, the rest of the Tarovas, Midin Breira. I mean, that's exactly what's going on over here, is that if they are all valued at the same amount, so one of these sheep is exchanged for a dog. We just don't know which one. So there's one of these sheep that's Aser. So what do we say you could do if they were all had the same value? Take one of them out, say, that's the one that's exchanged for the dog, and all the rest become mutter. So midin breira, you can take anything out, say, that's the Iser, and the rest becomes mutter. He says, we find that in other places in Shas as well, such a concept. He's leading up to a question. But he says, we find that in the Mishnah, in the 7th parak of Demai as well, that you're allowed to make a Tanai in your Meiser to say, Shnei Lugin Shani Yasadah Afriya Sharein Meiser. The two Lugin I'm going to designate, that I'm going to separate, that's going to be Meiser. And right away, you could drink from it, even though you're not being Mafresh anything right now. You're only going to be Mafresh at the end. What are we being Samichan? Breira. That whatever I take out, that's the problematic part. Meaning, as soon as I'm Korei Shame, there's Meiser mixed in there. How do I know what I'm drinking right now is not Meiser? I could drink whatever I want right now. I'll just take out the something later, and I'll call that the problematic part. You find that in Maseches Yuma as well, in Daf Nun and Beis, the Gemara says that if Ma'us Chatas Shemesu Ba'aleh gets mixed in with the other money in the Shofros, it's mutter to be borer whatever amount of money the Chatas Shemesu Ba'aleh was worth and throw it into the river, and then the rest becomes mutter. You have a Tarovas, just take something out, call it the Yisr, throw it away, and everything else is mutter. So ask Tosfos and Maseches Tmura, a very stark kasha, a very fundamental kasha. He says, according to this, how's there ever such a din as called Tarovas? We have a whole section in Yardaya, Hilchas Tarovas. When do you ever have Tarovas? Shouldn't you always be able to say, whenever anything Aser gets mixed in with anything Mutter, don't say you have a Tarovas. What you do is take something out, call it the Iser, say Brera makes this the Iser, and Mail, everything else is Mutter. Isn't that exactly what we're doing over here? Very, very fundamental question. So says, he says, and also you find in the Mishnah Maseches Zvachim that a shor and niskal gets mixed in with other zvachim ksherim, they all die. Why do they all have to die? Take one of them out, call it the shor and niskal, and mele, the rest are going to be mutter. Breira. Whatever happened to Breira? So obviously there's got to be an answer to this question because there is Hilchas Tarovas. So says the Tosos, a very fundamental answer. In the name of Mori Haramar, he writes, a klal gadol. Anything that the Iser is huvra mitchila, and then it gets mixed into heter, we're not going to rely on Breira. Breira is when it was never huvra in the first place. Meaning, when initially you had an identifiable Iser, and then it got mixed in with something else, so that Tarovas itself was be Iser, and therefore we don't say Breira and make the Iser go away. But if the tarovas was beheter, the iser was only chal on part of a tarovas, then we do rely on Breira to identify where the iser was chal and say that the iser was not chal on the rest of the tarovas. So if I have a little bit of chazer schmaltz and it gets mixed in with my chicken soup, well, I know the chazer schmaltz was the problem and it was usher before it got mixed in with the chicken soup. Memela, that's going to be something that was huvrar the iser beforehand. So I can't just take out a little bit and say, that's the chazer schmaltz and the rest is mutter. You can't do something like that. When you had a shor and niskal, it gets mixed in with other animals that can be used for korbanos. You can't just take out a single animal. No, it was already huvrar as a shor and niskal prior to anything that went on over here. As opposed to when you have a large vat of wine and you say, okay, the shnei lugan shani asa the hafrish is going to be meiser. When it first got mixed in, it was all mutter. Everything was nothing wrong with mixing it in together. It was never huvrar iser beforehand. So then you're going to be mevarer it afterwards. The Ritva doesn't like this, but that's the Mahalik of Tosa, seems to be probably the most Pasha Mahalik. What's this din of Mechir Kelev? Why is Mechir Kelev so bad? There's a Tosefta Mesechus Bechoros, in the first parak of Bechoros writes, B'kol Behema Temeya, in Lecha Shechayev B'Bechora, El Chamor B'Lvad. Of all non-kosher animals, there's only one kind of non-kosher animal that's Chayev B'Bechora, that's Chamor. That makes Chamor very unique. B'kol Chaya, and in every wild beast, in Lecha She'asur Mishum, Mechir El Kelev B'Lvad. Of all the chayos, the only one that we have such a din of mechir is by a kelev. L'chora, that means that a kelev, for whatever reason, is considered on a lower level, more tamei than any other animal. They say that the chaznish, when a kelev, when a dog came into his chatzar, he said, quick, get that chaf lamed vez out of here. He couldn't even say the word. He thought the kelev, he just was very... apparently didn't like dogs very much. So that's perhaps based on this Tosefta, that it's of all the animals, that's the Dafka, the one that we say that there's a din of Mechir. However, there are other Gemaras that sound like many of the Amorayim, or some of the Amorayim at least, had dogs. So it doesn't sound like they're all bad. That's the question. When the Gemara says Kelev Ra, that you're not allowed to be Megadol Kelev Ra, is it Dafka a Kelev that's descriptive, that a Kelev that happens to be Ra, or is it by definition do Chazal assume that there's a Kelev Ra? Probably the right answer is, people, there are dog lovers and there are dog haters. There's some people that like them, some people that don't like them amongst Chazal. So some of them, so how do you view Mechir Kelev? It seems to be Machlok Saposkin, is Mechir of other animals also an issue, or is it just Dafka as a Kelev or any Behemoth Tameya? Okay, the discussion for a different time, maybe. Says the Mishnah, Hakol nechnas l'dir l'saser chutz min aklayim u'treifav yotzidofen m'chuzuzman v'yasom. Everything can be brought into the pen for Meiser Behema, except for an animal that's klayim, a treifa, an animal that was born with a cesarean section, a m'chuzuzman, right, if it's too young, v'hayasom, and an animal that's orphaned. Vezehu yasom, what's the definition of a yasom? Kol shemesa ima, oshenishchata v'achach yolda. If the mother died before the birth of the baby, then that's a yasom. The yasom is defined as the animal that never got to experience the warmth of a mother. They never got to experience the love of a mother. Rabbi Shua Omer, afilu nishchata ima v'ashelach kayim in ze yasom. Very interesting shita, the Gemara is going to have to explain it, that even if the mother was shechted, and the implication of the Gemara is that the Amoraim didn't understand it either for a long while, till someone came along and explained that even if the mother was shechted, but its hide is still around, then the baby is not going to be a yasam. As long as the hide of the mother is still around, it's still going to be called the yasam. But what we do see from here is a definition of yasam. Zilberstein is not sure. Maybe this definition can partially be carried over to the human world. That the definition, that it's a stronger type of yasam, it's a more desperate type of yasam when you're dealing with someone who never had a parent. Meaning one could argue, let's say you have a family of yasomim, that one of the children was born, the mother died during childbirth, and the other ones are 5 years old, 7 years old, 10 years old. So which one is the greatest mitzvah to support? Which one is the greatest chesed to help out the yisomim? So if Zilberstein's not sure, maybe you could say the one that never experienced the love of a mother is, they're all yisomim, but maybe the one that never experienced the love of its mother is the most intense form of yisomim. yasam, based on this Mishnah. That's if you can compare the animal world to the human world. Pashto says you can't. The bigger question about yasamim is, when do you age out? When does a person stop becoming a yasam? I have a friend who's involved in making chasanas for yasamim. He's not sure. Someone called him up. He's 40 years old. He's getting married for the first time. He says, I'm a yasam. My parents, Nebuch, died at the age of 85 last year. So I'm a yasam. So you make a chasana, they want to know, can you use the tzedakah money? Where do you age out of becoming a yasam? Okay, but the maybe or maybe not, there's something to learn from this Mishnah in regard to what's the most intense form of being a yasam. So it says, how do I know that all these people that are listed in the Mishnah, not people, all of these animals listed in the Mishnah are not nichlas l'dil l'sas, are pater from Meiser Behema. Minani mili, the Tanu Rabbanan, we have a brisa as follows. Sharo kesev, Pasuk says sharo kesev prat l'klayim. This is talking about korbanos in general. So klayim is not used as korban. O eis prat l'nidme, an animal that looks like another min. Ki yivaleit prat l'yotzi dofen, that excludes a C-section. V'hayu shivas yamim prat l'mechusas man. It's got to be 7 days. It's got to be alive for a week already, as opposed to mechusas man. Tachas imo prat l'yasam. It's got to be tachas imo. Yasam doesn't get included. Rav Shmuel ben Rosh, Rav Yochanan ben Baruch Omer nemar kan tachas hashevet v'nemar lalan tachas imo. We compare regular karbanos to Meister Behema. By Meister Behema it says Tachas Hashevet. Over there it says Tachas Imo. So just like by other karbanos, all of these things, all of these different types of animals are disqualified to be used as karbanos. So too, by Meister Behema, they can't be used as Meister Behema. Umakan prat l'treifa aflalan prat l'treifa, and we learn in the other direction as well. Just like by Meister Behema, treifa does not get counted, so too by other karbanos, treifa is no good. So hakol asuye mai. But the Mishnah started with the word hakol. The Mishnah said everything is nichlas l'dil l'saser except for these. But we started with the word everything. So what's everything? Everything comes to include what exactly? So asuye hadutan rabbanan comes to include those that are mentioned in the brisa. Haroveya vahanirva vahamutz. That an animal that was engaged in bestiality, an animal that was designated for Avodah Zarah, an animal that was worshipped as Avodah Zarah, an animal that was used as payment for a zona, an animal that was exchanged for a dog, an animal of ambiguous or double genitalia, all of it are nichlas l'dil l'saser. They can all be used for Meiser Behema. Rav Shimon Yehuda Amar Mishum Rav Shimon Tumtum Androgynous ain nichlas l'dil l'saser. He said, no, not a Tumtum Androgynous. A Tumtum Androgynous doesn't get included in Meiser Behema. So Vitana Didan, so our Tana, Igamer Tachas Tachas Mikachim, Hani Nami Lo, if he learns Tachas Tachas Mikachim, meaning if he has this Gzeira Shavah that tells us that whatever can't be used as a korban is not included in the Parsha of Meister Behema, so shouldn't all of these be disqualified as well from Meister Behema? Because none of these animals can be used as a korban, Esther and Mechir, none of them are allowed to be used as a korban, V'lo Yalif Hani Minale. And if he doesn't learn Tachas Tachas, well then how does he know to disqualify the ones that he does disqualify in the Mishnah? That are all the ones that are mentioned in the Mishnah, the Klai and the Treif and the Yotzi Dof and the Mechus Hazman, Yasam. How does he know that those aren't viable to be included in Meister Behema if he doesn't learn it out from other kachim? So says where the Olam Gamir. Really, he does learn the dinim of Meister Behema, which animals are included in Meister Behema, from other kabbalos. V'hani rachmana rabinu. But over here, we have a special riboy in the pasuk to tell me that this roveya nirva mukta never esan, that this group is included and is allowed to be used for Meister Behema. It is included in the Meister Behema cheshbon d'chsiv. Ki mashchasam bahem mumbam lo yiratzu lechem. V'tan d'ver Rabbi Shmuel kol makom shnemar ba hashchasa enu el advar erva v'avod zara. That any time it says hashchasa, it always means something related to either erva or avod zara. So we have a special riboy in the pasuk that animals that have hashchasa related issues are allowed to be used for Meiser Behema. Tvar erva duchsiv ki hishkas kalbasar es darko ala aretz, avol dazar duchsiv pentashchisun vasis lamechem pesel tmunas kol semel tavnis zachar nekeva. You see the lashon hashchasa used in both contexts, both by tvar erva and by avol dazara. V'kol shamum posel bo tvar erva v'avol dazara poslin bo. Whenever a mum would passel, tvar erva and avodah zara also passel. Kol she'ein a mum poslin bo. Whenever a mum would not passel an animal, ain't tvar erva and avodah zara poslin bo. So tvar erva and avodah zara will not passel. I mean, that's what we learn from the pasuk ki mashchasam behem mum bam lo yiratzu lechem. That when is hashchasa a problem? When mum is a problem. But if you have a halacha where mum is not a problem, so avodah zara and arayos related issues will also not be a problem. So again, what were we looking for? We wanted to know, how can you say that all of the animals listed in the Mishnah are excluded from Eiser Behem HaKlayim, Trefa, Yotzei, Dofen, Muchus, Zman, Yosom, all of those are excluded from Eiser Behem HaKlayim, and yet say that all the items listed in the Brisa, the Roveya, Nirva, Mutzenev, Esnan, Mechir, Tumtum, and Androgynous are included in Eiser Behem HaKlayim? So here's our answer. We do learn Eiser Behem HaKlayim from other Kachim, but we have another pasuk that tells us that only when a mum is a problem are Avodah Zarah and Arayos related issues a problem. When a mum is not a problem, Avodah Zarah and Arayos related issues are not a problem. By Meiser, Mum is not a problem. V'hai Meiser, Hol v'lo pasul bei Mumah, d'chsiv, lo yivakir, bein tov l'rav, lo yimirenu, it's a beferish a pasuk, that you're not allowed to be picky with which animals you designate as Meiser. No, you're not allowed to be mevakir, bein tov l'rav. Number 10, that's Meiser. You count them out. And whether it has a Mum, doesn't have a Mum, you don't exchange it for some other animal. Dvar Ervav, Avodah Zarah, nami lo pasul bei. So Mela, any animal that has an Erva or Avodah Zarah related issue also wouldn't be possible. Roveya, so let's go through the list now that was mentioned in the Brisa. Roveya v'nirva, Tvar Erva. That's very clearly an Erva related issue. Muktzav v'nevad, Avodah Zarah. Those are clearly Avodah Zarah related issues being designated or actually worshipped. They're obviously both Avodah Zarah issues. V'esnan, Tvar Erva, being used as payment for a prostitute. That's an Erva related issue. U'mechir, what about Mechir? Mechir is neither Erva nor Avodah Zarah. So iskish le'esnan. But we always put it in the same boat as Esen Zona. Esen Zona and Mechir Kelev are always the same halacha. So that's why Mechir is included. Tumtum Vandrogonus. What about Tumtum Vandrogonus? Why should they be included in Meiser Behema? Kasavar Sveikahu. Because we're assuming that a Tumtum and Androgynous are Safik Zachar, Safik Nekeva. Meaning, they definitely have a din of either a male or a female. We just don't know which one. By Meiser Behema, both males and females are included. So Mimanovshuk, the Tumtum Androgynous, is fine. But Reb Shimon Yehuda, Omer, Kasavar Lav Sveikahu. Reb Shimon Yehuda disagrees. Reb Shimon Yehuda thought Tumtum and Androgynous cannot be included in Meiser Behema. So he agrees with everything the Tanakhama said, except for he thinks Tumtum and Androgynous are not a Safik, that they are a Min Bifnei Atzma, and if they're Min Bifnei Atzma, they're not included in Meiser Behema. Miyed Rachman, Gabi Kachim, Zachar Vadayin, Nekeva Vadayis, Vlo Tumtum Androgynous. Only Zachar Vadayin and Nekeva Vadai can be included, not a Tumtum Androgynous. So Meiser Nami, Gomer Tachas Tachas Mikachim. So, but Meiser is learned Tachas Tachas Mikachim, and we do learn all the Psulim of Kachim to Meiser, but that's only those Psulim that are mentioned in the Mishnah, Klayim, Trefa, Yosidov, Mekuzman, not the Erva and not the Avodah Zarah related psulim. Those are not a problem by Meiser. Fine. Tan Rabbanan. Hakol nechnas l'dir l'saser. Just actually one quick point. The girsa in what Reb Shimon Yehuda exactly holds is that Reb Shimon Yehuda holds that Tumtum Androgynous are Beria Bifnei Atzmo. That seems to be, there are multiple girsaos, right, when you say Lav Sveikohu. So what does that mean? That it's a bit, like we said, that it's a Beria Bifnei Atzmo. So Rosh Hashanah asked the name of the Tos Yantif that the Rambam paskins that Tumtum Androgynous are Beria Bifnei Atzmo, and yet he doesn't paskin like Reb Shimon Yehuda. He holds that Tumtum Androgynous are Nichnas L'dil L'saser. But our Gemara said this machlokas, where the Tumtum Androgynous are included in Meiser Behema, totally depends on the issue of whether you view them as suffic, whether it's male or female, but definitely it's one or the other, or do you view them as Beri Bifnei Atzmo? So the psak of the Rambam is highly problematic, that he says it's a Beri Bifnei Atzmo, but then says, yeah, then you can, they can be used for Meiser Behema. So the Rosh Hash says that maybe the Gemara is just speaking L'Ravcha D'Milsa. The Gemara says that they argue about whether Tumtum Androgynous is a suffic or a Beria, because really you could say, even on the tzad, that it's a Beri Bifnei Atzmo, maybe L'Gabi Meiser Behema, they could still be included. Included. because there's a pasuk that says tzon, so maybe tzon means cold tzon. So they're arguing just in the drasha of the pasuk. Is it zachar vaday nekev vaday or tzon, cold tzon, whatever the tzon is? Maybe the Gemara is just trying to draw more clear black and white lines, but it's not the only way to explain the machlokas. Still a little shver that the Ram is going with a different explanation than the one the Gemara gives, but the Rosh Hashanah suggests maybe the Gemara didn't mean it to be taken so literally that this is the only way to explain the machlokas. Tan Rabbanan, Vayter, five lines from the bottom. Hakol nechmas l'dil d'saser chutz min haklayim v'atreifa div Reb Lozer Reb Yehuda ish kfar bartusa shar mishum Reb Yeshua. So Reb Lozer ish kfar bartusa says in the name of Yeshua, all animals can be included in Maisa Behem except for klayim and treifa. Am Reb Kiva ani shamati emenu af yotzi dafum mechutz zman v'yasom. Says, well, I heard that we include on the list Yotzi Dafim Mechutz Zman Yasam, like our Mishnah has. V'tanakama, igomer tachas tachas mikachim haninamilo. So Tanakama, if you say that he learns tachas tachas mikachim, why does he not include all the animals on the list, the Yotzi Dafim, the Mechutz Zman, and the Yasam? V'lo gomer, and if he doesn't learn from kachim, so bishlam is treifa, kol asher yavar tachas hashevet, k'siv, prat the treifa sheino veres. So I understand why he'll still exclude treifa, because the pasuk says kol asher yavar tachas hashevet, and the treifa is not over tachas hashevet. But how would he know that klayim would not be able to be used for ma'aser behema if he doesn't learn it from kachim? The only source would be to learn tachas tachas mikachim. Says Mar Liolam Gamar. He does learn tachas tachas mikachim. Aye, what about the yotze dolphin? What about the b'chus zman? What about the yasam? How come he says that those can be included in ma'aser behema? By kachim, they're not included. Ubi yotze dolphin, some like Reb Shimon, the yotze dolphin v'lad ma'aliyu. By yotze dolphin, he holds like Reb Shimon, who holds that a yotze dolphin is a v'lad ma'aliya. Udulok Reb Yochanan. When it comes to Mechus Uzman, some like Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, he holds like Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda that a Mechus Uzman is allowed to be Nichnas Ladir Lihis Aser, and that it only can't be used as a carbon when it's Mechus Uzman, but to go into the Cheshbon of the Meister Behem, it can be. And Yasom, Kigon Shashalach Kayim. Yasom, he's assuming that the hide of the mother was still alive, so it's not really a Yasom. And this is Rabbi Shulah Tameh, Dam Rafilu Shach Vasim, Vashalach Kayim, means a Yasom. Rabbi Shulah Shitasa, who holds, we still haven't explained the Shita, but he holds as long as the hide of the mother is still around, it doesn't have a din of a yasum. So when he says that a yasum is included in Ma'aser Behem, he means what we call a yasum, but halachically it's not a yasum unless the shelach wasn't around, unless the mother's hide wasn't around. You'll notice that the Rashi on this page got smaller. It's not your eyes playing tricks on you. If you look at the bottom of the page, there's Rashi Ksav Yad, and the first line of Rashi Ksav Yad, Mikan V'yatzof HaMaseches Nimtzu Nuscha Achrina B'kol HaPirush Shel Rashi Zal Shem Yadi. So from here till the end of the Masechta, a couple of dapim that we have left, there's a different version of Rashi that they included on the page as well, so they had to shrink the original Rashi. When we refer to Rashi, we refer to the Rashi on the top of the page. If we quote any Rashi Ksav Yads, I'll mention them Rashi Ksav Yad, but the top of the page is still Rashi. It's legitimately Rashi. So, hey, Rabbi Shmuel ben Satariel, me Arkas Levena lefnei Rebbe. Rabbi Shmuel ben Satariel from Arkas Levena was made in front of Rebbe. I don't know if he ever comes up anywhere else in Shas. Not Rebbe. Rabbi Shmuel, yeah, Rebbe comes up a few times. B'mekomenu mef He says, in our place, what we would do is, if the mother would die during childbirth, we'd immediately skin her, and we'd wrap the skin around the live baby. So, Amar Rebbe, Niskala Taimashal Nishasena. Rebbe says, ah! That's Pshat in our Mishnah. That's what Rabbi Shua holds. It's only a Yasam if the mother's skin isn't around. Apparently, it's comforting to the baby to feel the mother's skin. So if the mother's not alive anymore, we still wrap the baby in the mother's skin. Only a real Yasam is only when it never got to be wrapped in its mother's skin. Fine. Once he's talking about things that happened in his makom, chazirin shabim komenu, not pigs, over here means lettuce. The lettuce in our chazirin, the lettuce in our place, yeshlam shishim ribo klefim bebesa mesa shalom. The inner leaves have 600,000 layers in the inner leaves. Unclear exactly what that means, probably an exaggeration. Shishim ribo is one of the numbers that we sometimes, shishim in general, is one of the numbers that we use, that Chazal use a lot to exaggerate. Pamachas nafal erezechot shabim komenu, one time a cedar tree came down in our town, and the place where one tree stood, 16 wagons were able to go over where the trunk of that tree used to stand. Pamachas nafal beitzas bar yuvni. One time, a beitz of an egg of a bar yuchni bird, not yuvni yuchni, of a bar yuchni bird fell. V'tava shishim krachim, and the yolk was so thick that there was so much that it drowned out 60 villages. V'shavra shalosh meos arazim, and it broke 300 cedar trees. So Frekta Gemara, wait a second, that doesn't sound realistic. Umishadile, bar yuchli birds don't drop eggs. So that doesn't sound realistic at all. Vaksiv, knafra nanim ne'alasa. So Amravashi, ahum uzarta avai. No, that was they normally carry their eggs on their wings and they would never drop it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them particularly strong wings, but ahum uzarta avai. No, it was an egg that wasn't good. It wasn't going to produce a chick, so it didn't mind dropping it. And that's when it drowned out all these villages and everything. Again, unclear what the Gemara means by this, not to be taken literally. None of the Achronim obviously take it literally. There are messages over here. There's some message in the numbers and the meanings. This is classic Agada to Gemara. You have to look into what the messages are. Okay, new Mishnah. Shalosh Granos L'Maiser Behema. There are three times a year where a person has to designate animals as Maiser Behema. Rashi points out, the regular Rashi, Kolomer B'Shlosh Prakam B'Shana Havizman Maiser Behema, Shabhema Shivoldo Lovin Perek Leperek, Tsaruch Lola Aser, Kishiagia Haperek. That there are three times a year where you have to take stock of whatever animals have been born into your flock and do Maiser Behema. This is Midrabanan. The Mishiagia Perek Lo Yochel Me'an Lechachila Midrabanan. Midrabanan, you're not allowed to eat from these animals when that time comes unless you take Maiser first. But prior to that, it's just a mitzvah to be Maiser Behemos. But there's no Isser Tevel. There's no Isser of eating from the animals that have been born. It's just that you have a mitzvah to take Maiser Behemos. So what are these three times of the year? Beprosa Pesach, Beprosa Atzeres, Beprosa Chag. Half a month before Pesach, Atzeres and Chag. Div Rebbe Akiva. Ben Azayomer, Be'esr Metisha Ba'adar, Be'echer B'Sivan, Be'esr Metisha Ba'av. Those are the three times. Rav Elazar b'Shimon Omerim, be'echad b'Nisan, be'echad b'Sivan, be'chavtes be'elul. Third shita, when the three times are. V'lama amru be'esr metisha be'elul. Why would you say esr metisha be'elul? He said echad b'Nisan, echad b'Sivan. Why would you not just say echad b'Tishrei? Why would you say chavtes elul? So he says v'lama be'echad b'Tishrei, not echad b'Tishrei. V'neishu yomtov, yev shalasu b'yomtov, because it's yantiv and you can't do ma'aser behema on yantiv. Why can't you do ma'aser behema on yantiv? You're not allowed to count on yantiv. You're not measuring, just counting. So no, because it's not just counting. You take a red paint and you color the tenth animal to identify it as Maaser Behema. So it's an issur of tzoveya. Rashi points out that's why you can't do it on yantiv. Laficha chichtimu b'asrim v'tishrei be'elul. So we don't want you to do it on echad b'tishrei. That's Rosh Hashanah. It's yantiv. So you got to do it on the 29th day of Elul, which is erev Rosh Hashanah. So you could still do tzoveya. Period. That's a three-way machlokas. What are the three times of the year where you do Maaser Behema? Remeir omer be'echad be'elul Rosh Hashanah l'Maaser Behema. When do we consider this year's animals and when do we consider them last year's animals? Where's the cutoff line? So Meir says echad be'elul is Rosh Hashanah for Maaser Behema, a month before regular Rosh Hashanah. Benazi omrim he'elul misasim b'fnei atzman. Benazi says, you know what? I'm not sure if it's echad be'elul or echad b'tishrei. So therefore, all animals that are born in Elul, they should be ma'aser on each other. They should have their own separate ma'aser, because I don't know which year they count toward, and we know that you're not allowed to be ma'aser from one year to the next. Now we're going back to the original shita that Echad B'Tishrei is the real Rosh Hashanah. So any animal born from Echad B'Tishrei means the Rosh Hashanah from Maaser Behema as well. So any animal born from Echad B'Tishrei until the 29th day of the following Elul are all mitzarif. Chamishal v'nei Rosh Hashanah v'chamishal la'achar Rosh Hashanah ain't mitzarif. If you have five animals that are born before Rosh Hashanah, five animals after Rosh Hashanah, they can't be mitzarif for Maaser Behema. This is fundamental halachos of Maaser Behema. Chamishal v'nei agoren v'chamishal la'achar agoren harel mitzarif. But the goren, which was imposed midrabanan, that are times that you're just supposed to designate to take the Maaser Behema. So if you have five that are born before the goren, five that are born after the goren, they could still be mitzarif. Ah, yimkein lama nemer shalosh granos l'Maaser Behema. So what's the din of the Goren then? If the animal is born before the Goren and after the Goren, I'm starting with each other anyway. So what's the point of this Goren of these three times of the year? So Sha'ad Shlo Igia Goren Mutter Limkar Lishcha. No, that Midrabanan, Midor Raisa, it's always Mutter to sell and to shecht animals that you have in your flock, even though you didn't do Maaser Behema. There's no din of Tevel on Maaser Behema. So until the Goren, that din Dor Raisa stands. Higia Goren, once the Goren comes, Lo Yishchot, you're not supposed to shecht. Once the Goren comes to meet the Rabbanan, they made a din that you shouldn't shecht it. Vim shachat pater, and if you do shecht it, you're pater. The Netziv writes in Merom Yisada that this patur is only when you didn't start to count the minion. But if they started being yotzei b'minion, then it becomes tevel. That there is a din of tevel in Maaser Behema. It's just that the din of tevel is only when you start counting until the tenth one comes out. But if prior to that, prior to doing any sort of counting, there is no din of tevel. That's only meet the Rabbanan. B'shasa goren, you're not allowed to shecht it. Okay, but the Shem will pick up from the Gemara tomorrow.